Now, with the Mets' success that they had last year, you know, making it to the World Series, and, you know, as we well know, the Yankees are really New York's team in the MLB, and, you know, the most storied franchise. You know, they got legends and players galore and all the pennants. Since you live in the city, how did Yankees fans feel when the Mets made the World Series, you know, last year? Were they rooting for them because, you know, it was still, if the Mets would have won, it would have been a championship for the city of New York? Or is there, like, more of an interstate rivalry going on there?
I think from, you know, just this is just purely my thoughts. As sad as it may sound, New York is always going to be Yankee Town.
Right.
I mean, it's always going to be Yankee Town.
See, I got two Yankees fans behind me.
I would admit, I was going for the Mets, just like what Bex was saying. I wanted the New York team to win, but it's always Yankees all the way. I can't.
But I will say that with the Mets having their success, there has been a lot more blue and orange hats out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether they're fair weather fans, maybe. But I think that, you know, we did see a lot more Mets fans out there. I wish they would, you know, have came out there when we had, you know, those bad baseball years growing up with Luis Castillo and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
Mike Piazza.
Mike Piazza.
We had a few good years with him.
We did go to the World Series that 2000, but, you know, since then we hadn't really done anything till now in those, 13, 14 years. So, I'm still dealing with the heartbreak to the Cardinals when they beat us, you know, NLCS? No, it wasn't NLCS. I think it was the NLDS when we lost to them. So I'm still dealing with that. But, you know, I think that all that heartbreak that we experienced, you know, as Mets fans has really made the run that we made to the World Series great. And it's great to see Mets fans out there for sure. But it still will always be Yankee Town in New York. And, you know, the Mets, I think for the turnover to really happen, the Mets are going to have to, like, win. You know, they're going to have to win a couple championships, not just one, to take over the town. I mean, the same way, I mean, my boy Jeff's going to hate it. The Knicks are, and that's New York's team. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you win championships and you win them consistently, then I think that's when you take the town. You know, we just got to win the first one.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you, because you saw with the NFL, you saw with the Jets and the Giants. The Jets went 2 years in a row to the AFC Championship game with Mark Sanchez, and they somewhat became like the face of New York. It's like they moved the Giants out of the way until the Giants won the Super Bowl. Then Giants came back in, and Jets are just that other team in New York. I was going to say, is that kind of feeling, like, even though you just answered, still in Yankees Town, but can you see, like, a little transition of, or even a major transition coming soon of it being, like, split even or more Mets fans or more Yankees fans or?
I think that the transition is going to come soon, and I'm just going to reference what I said back in the, in the earlier segment that, you know, when you have players that people accept and like and are fan favorites, that then will get you, you know, the more fans for the team, because we are now in the era where, you know, people like players more so than like teams.
Yeah.
And I feel as though, you know, the Mets have more likable and more personable guys, not even just talking about the pitching staff,
right,
but, you know, like a Conforto or like a Wilson, you know, who you know, was crying on the field when he thought he was traded. And that was what really made, you know, people gravitate to Wilmer Flores, too. So I feel as though the Mets have the likable players. And now with Jeter stepping down and retiring from the Yankees,
mm-hmm,
I feel as though the Yankees are really searching for the next face of their franchise.
That hurt.
Can it be, can
you don't
it
think
be
it's
Brett
Tanaka?
Gardner? I don't know, but I don't know, but I mean, you know, when they find that guy, you know, I think they're gonna be all right. But the Mets are coming. We're coming from the 7 train. We're coming.